Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're at the topic of choosing wise words, or words filled with wisdom. So often we use words because words are expected, but, well, they may not contain the wisdom that they ought to contain, or may not even contain the wisdom we think they contain. When we think about using wise words, I'm not at least talking about using words that are wise according to the world standards, that fit in with what's right and popular by the world's judgment. When I talk about using words filled with wisdom, I'm talking about becoming so familiar with God's Word, so familiar with listening to His Spirit, that the words which flow from you are filled with the wisdom of God. What an incredible goal. What an incredible practice. It kind of reminds me, and I've told this story at different times on these broadcasts, of people asking me about how long it took to prepare a particular sermon. And depending on what year they're asking, it would be, well, right now, about 57 years. You see, the words which flow out of the teaching and the preaching that I do, that I pray and hope are wise words more often than not, come about because of a lifetime spent in God's Word, a lifetime spent walking with Christ, listening to the things that He would have me to listen to, and sharing those things that He would have shared. I suppose the great news is that it doesn't take 57 years. The more time that we spend with God, I believe the more that we're familiar with Him, the more we're familiar with His Word and the wisdom that it contains. But any time that we start produces results. And so while I can look back on my life and for the most part say I've spent that time walking with Christ, I don't believe that just because you've not done that your entire life that somehow you're at a disadvantage. Start today and watch how God fills you with wisdom that comes from His Word, wisdom that only He can give. So I think about choosing wise words. I'm not only thinking about the wisdom that we gain from God's Word, the wisdom that we share with others, but I'm also thinking about choosing wise words to listen to. I would guess that we all have people that have given us advice that at the time seemed like it was filled with wisdom, seemed like it was good advice that we put into practice, and it just blew up in our face. It just did not accomplish what we had hoped for. It did not accomplish what had been promised. And it makes me wonder what is about the advice from people that makes you consider it to be wise. I think in my life there have been times that the wisdom has been evaluated based on the outcome that I wanted. I knew what I wanted when I went to this person for advice or when they voluntarily gave it. And if their advice seemed like it would accomplish what I wanted, then in my mind it was wise advice. If it did not look like it would accomplish what I wanted, then in my mind, it was not wise advice. And I don't know that at the time that any of this would have taken place, that I would have seen it as such. We like to think of ourselves as a lot more objective than that, that all I'm looking out for is what I want. There's very few people that will admit to that. And it's not that that's the way any of us are. Well, maybe some, but most of us are all the time. But there's an element of selfishness that we constantly have to battle against. When Paul writes and he talks about the battle that we're in, not being against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual powers, the forces that wage war against us. I think part of that, those forces is the enemy. And bringing up the selfish desires that we have within us. And so as you consider the words that you choose to follow, the words that you choose to heed, the words that you choose to listen to, look for words that are filled with the wisdom of God's Word, that are filled with the wisdom of experience walking with God. Do what you can to remove the desired outcome from the equation. Because perhaps the desired outcome that you and I have is not the same as the one that God has. And when we remove our desired outcome from the equation, when we evaluate words for the wisdom that God would give, we're more inclined to pay attention, to listen, to follow that wisdom. If I set in my mind that I want to do such and such a thing, and I want to do it at such and such a time, and I ask somebody about it and they say, well, this is the downside of doing it then. You probably ought to wait until such a time later because of this. And how often do I hear that and say, well, you don't understand. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but you don't see the full picture. Well, is it that they don't see the full picture, or is it that I don't see the full picture? And it's so easy to dismiss something that doesn't agree with what I already have in mind. And choosing wise words says, I'm going to listen, I'm going to evaluate, I'm going to be honest. And I'm going to look through as much as I can. But I'm going to do all of it through the filter of God's Word, through the filter of His Spirit that dwells within me. When Paul writes, he talks about not coming to those that hear him as wise and learned, but filled with the power of the Spirit and trembling. And so we're not talking about a wisdom of the world, or we're not talking about a wisdom that others would point to and say, wow. It's like our good deeds. This type of wisdom is something that people look at and they glorify God. They recognize that this is not a wisdom that comes naturally to a person. You see, those are the kinds of words that we ought to choose to both listen to and to share with others. And if we want our words to be filled with greater wisdom, to be more consistent in the wisdom that they contain, then we must become more consistent in the time that we spend with God, the time we spend in His Word. As we pray today, I would encourage you to evaluate how willing you are to listen to advice, to consider the wisdom that it may or may not contain, to listen through the filter of God's Spirit, through the filter of His Word. Also on Sundays, I like to introduce the prayer guide that I've written for the week that's on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page and website. This week we're focused on sharing hope. And so many times, I love reading through the Psalms. David goes on these up and down hills and valleys of emotion. And even when he's being attacked, even when his life is being threatened, he'll say, I still have hope. As the child that Bathsheba bore in David's sin with Bathsheba and taking her from her husband dies, David's response is, while he was alive, I fasted, I prayed, I mourned, asking God to forgive and to restore life. But once he has died, I still have hope. I am still confident. I will see him again. So even in the midst of loss, we can have hope. And just as we talked about last week in the prayer guide about knowing God's comfort, the purpose of the comfort was in being comforted by God so that we have the ability to comfort others. The same is true in the hope that we have in Christ. While it ought to be a great encouragement to us, it also ought to be something that we share with others. And so this week, we're going to be spending some time praying about sharing hope. As I think about that, I think about the one of the catchphrases or mottos of the International Disaster Emergency Service that I've had the privilege of partnering with and volunteering with a number of times, and we'll be back with them next week. Hope and help. And this idea of offering help in a way that brings hope because it's offered in the name of Jesus. And we have the opportunity every day, wherever we are. We don't have to travel into a disaster zone, or though that is definitely needed. Sometimes a disaster zone is just the chaos that our coworkers are experiencing. And to be able to go in to wherever it is with help and hope. And as we pray today, pray about choosing wise words, but also pray about how you will offer help in a way that brings hope to hurting people. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've kind of set the example for offering help and hope as you sent Jesus, who walked this earth, who healed the sick, who loved people like no one had ever loved before, and shared a message of hope that there is a forgiveness of sins through his sacrifice. There is a way to you through the blood of your Son. And so, Father, as we consider that today, may we be mindful of the hope that we have in Christ. And as we acknowledge that hope, as we cling to that hope, may you help us to see ways to share it with others by the help that we give. Father, I pray about the words that we use, that we would choose words that are filled with wisdom, that our desire to grow in wisdom and the words of having wisdom would lead us to a greater consistency in time spent in your word and listening to you through your spirit. Father, as we consider anything in our life, may we constantly evaluate it according to your word, according to the principles that we find there. May we not settle for the wisdom of this world when there is a greater wisdom that you want to give us. Father, may the words that we use with others be filled with the wisdom that we've learned from you. Father, as I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities, our churches, I pray that they would be filled with a wisdom that points people to Jesus. They would see that wisdom in us. That in the times of our uncertainty, that we would be willing to say, I need to talk to God about this. I need to pray. I need to listen. And Father, may the children around us hear and see us seeking you. May we constantly acknowledge you as the source of whatever wisdom we have. God, today as I pray, I ask that you would help us to recognize the deceitfulness of this world's wisdom. That we would not fall into the trap of those that try to use wise and persuasive words that are actually empty. Father, as we prepare to worship together this morning, however that looks, whether we're worshiping together in person or through online services or may our time together with other believers be filled with the wisdom that you bring to us. May we walk closer and closer in step with Jesus every day. That he would guide our steps, that we would do what we can through our efforts to walk in those same footsteps. May you continually draw us nearer and nearer to yourself, that the wisdom we present and exhibit would point people to you. Father, today as I continue to pray for those suffering, those that are suffering from disasters such as Hurricane Delta that arrived over the weekend, those that are suffering from loss, loss of loved ones, loss of property, loss of safety, loss of so many things. I pray that you would help each one of us to find ways wherever we are, wherever you take us, wherever you would lead, that we would find ways to offer help and hope. And Father, may we do so in such a way that we lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.